Well, domestic violence workers are welcoming the federal opposition's commitment to spend double what the coalition has promised on support services and education in the sector. Bill Shorten says Labor will spend $660 million on emergency accommodation, legal advice and support packages. But experts in the field also say if Labor wins government, it will face challenges in delivering on those promises. Samantha Donovan reports.
To tackle the scourge of domestic violence against women and children, the coalition is promising to spend an extra $328 million over 3 years. Frontline services, safe accommodation, prevention strategies, the 1800 Respect hotline, and extra support for Indigenous communities are among the priorities. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, announced today a Labor government would double the spending promised by the coalition.
If you're caught up in this frightening, dangerous ordeal of family violence, what you need is practical help. You need real money, concrete support. That is why today we're announcing a $660 million commitment to prevent family violence, to fund frontline services and to help rescue survivors and their children.
Mu Bolsch is the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales. She says the opposition's policy announcement is significant.
It's not just about the money, to be honest, either. I think the language and the recognition and the commitment today really reflects that they have gone out and they've listened.
Ms Bolsch says the Labor policy addresses some existing gaps.
Particularly for community legal centres, specialist responses. These are the services that are working on the front line with women who are impacted by violence. The Aboriginal Family Violence Prevention Legal Services, you know, for a long time now, they have been trying to draw attention to the fact that they are not just significantly underfunded, they're not able to meet the demand that they have at the moment, but there aren't enough of them. So, you know, there are a couple of big, I think, ticks in that sense. But there are also some other interesting things that we've seen in the package today. Certainly the doubling of funding for refuges and emergency accommodation.
Labor's policy includes the provision of 25 family violence specialists at Centrelink to improve the processing of claims, a move Mu Bolsch welcomes.
Having a dedicated family violence phone line, extending the crisis payment, looking at things like social security debt that have been incurred through coercion, and looking at the processes of places like Centrelink to make them a bit more trauma-informed, accessible to people who are escaping domestic violence.
But Mu Bolsch says the Labor announcement is lacking in some areas.
Certainly what we need is a big commitment to explore the gaps, both within the service system, but, you know, more broadly as well. You know, thinking about how the states and territories work in this space, because certainly funding by the Commonwealth is crucial to this and the direction of the Commonwealth. But also we need the states and territories to step up as well. And I would also really like to see more work, I think, and more forensic investigation around the perpetrator intervention space, because I think there is some commitment within this set of promises today, but there's a lot more to be done there. And underlying all of this, I think, needs to be a proper workforce strategy for specialist domestic and family violence services. We know that our workforce is, you know, significantly underpaid, under-resourced services.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he's prepared to look at Labor's offerings on domestic violence, but says the opposition's ability to fund its promises will depend on its ability to manage money.
Samantha Donovan with that report.